Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's also, let's see, we got its ninth day of October 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It's currently 57 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 60 degrees today for the climate basin and a low of 43. And the pressure's down. It's supposed to rain. It looks like it's going to, won't hurt my feelings. None. I don't mind the rain. Except that snow that I'm fucking dreading. Anyways, we'll slide through here and we'll be right back and we'll look at the news.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go see what's in the news. What they're calling, well, let's go see what the Ministry of Propaganda is putting out today. Okay. Oh yeah, Israel's getting, we're finally getting ready to exterminate the Palestinians for the fucking kikes over there in fucking Israel. That's a fucking fact. And it's our job. I mean, I don't need nobody to come up and tell me why there are such an important fucking ally to us that they suck us fucking dry. They're fucking we're just a colony of fucking Israel, right? These dirty son of a bitches. U.S. officials expect Israel to launch ground invasion of Gaza. They ain't killing enough from the air, man. They show a video up on the site of the airstrike. I mean, they're fucking taking, or else it's demolition explosion. But I mean, a whole block. I mean, fucking if there's kids there, they're fucking dead. These are sick son of a bitches, man. When's the world going to get enough of these motherfuckers and extinguish them so we can have some goddamn peace and so we can have some fucking happiness in our lives? This is by Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. U.S. officials said Sunday that they expect Israel to launch a ground invasion of Gaza within the next 24 to 48 hours after the government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. What happened to his fucking criminal shit? You know, he was a fucking embezzling, stealing, every dirty fucking thing you could. Oh, yeah, that's right. It don't matter. He's a fucking Jew. Minister Benjamin Netanyahu formally declared it was at war with Hamas, the Washington Post reported on Sunday. Formally at war. Really? Are you really, you son of a bitch? I mean, you bomb those fucking people every day. This is the final fucking genocide, ain't it? This is your final fucking solution, ain't it, Netanyahu? You sick in the head motherfucker and all the sick head. Fuck all the Jews. I ain't shitting you on that. Fucking the Zionist Jews. Fuck them all. Got another fucking goddamn video up here out there. It's only good Palestinians, the dead Palestinians. Show them with the Jews where they killed Palestinians, stripped them down, and they're pissing on them. That's a good, that's what they think of you and me, too, by the fucking way. You better get that through your goddamn head. A spokesman for the Israeli military said in a video posted to X that Israel has 100,000 reservist troops amassed in southern Israel near Gaza. We have amassed around 100,000 reserve group troops who are currently in southern Israel preparing to execute the task the Israeli government has designated the IDF to do, said spokesman Jonathan Congricus, son of a bitch. Bottom line is, this is a fucking genocide. This is to finish him off. You're not allowed to fucking live on this goddamn planet. It belongs to those motherfucking kikes. It belongs to those curly-haired, long-nosed, prick motherfucking Zionist bastards. No, it fucking don't. That fucking place needs to be fucking erased from the fucking planet. And by God, you know, the thing is, everybody fucking figured it out. I seen a video the other day, a guy at a fucking meeting, and he started listing the Israelis that are running different departments in our government that are dual citizens, that are Israelis. And he got fucking, of course, he got fucking shut down. You don't dare speak against it. You want to find out who's fucking really ruling you? Who can't you speak against? Those dirty motherfuckers, we could wipe them out in a fucking day. All the misery those son of a bitches have caused to wipe them out to a fucking, I mean, till not one exists, would be a fucking reasonable fucking thing to do. Our job is to make sure that at the end of this war, call it a fucking war, you're beating up the little blind girl in the fucking corner using the fucking might of the United States of fucking America, you fucking pussies. I've seen your fucking action. You're a bunch of fucking cunts. Somebody else does your fighting for you. Unless you're in a fucking airplane bombing a fucking United States military fucking vessel, right? Remember the liberty. Hamas will no longer have any military capacity to threaten Israeli citizens. Yeah, because there won't be nobody else alive over there. You kill children in fucking mass. You blow up fucking whole city fucking blocks where you know there's fucking civilians, you dirty bastards. You should wonder what it takes to make a person want to strap fucking dynamite on them and fucking walk into a crowd and just blow them fucking selves up. This is fucking it. These slimy fucking Jews. These motherfuckers weren't here. This would be a hell. You might even have a day, one single whole day that nobody fucking was at war with anybody. In addition to that, we are also to make sure that Hamas will not be able to govern in Gaza Strip. He added, well, that should be your fucking decision, invader. You fucking goddamn parasitic prick motherfuckers, huh? Over 1,000 people have been killed in 2 days of violence since Hamas launched an unprecedented attack on southern Israel. What were they going to do? You weren't hearing nothing out of Israel, were we? We weren't hearing a goddamn thing. They're over there fucking killing people. Wonder what fucking, well, there's a, like I said, there's another video that says, wonder why the fucking Israelis, why the fucking Hamas fucking and the goddamn Arabs, the Palestinians are fucking fighting. Because these son of a bitches are saying they're doing what fucking Adolf Hitler was blamed for fucking doing, right out in the fucking open and being cheered by the fucking Zionist pig son of a bitches in this fucking corporate mafia that fucking runs this fucking country, known as the United States, that belongs to us, the fraudulent motherfuckers, our enemies, our fucking enemies, the enemies to our fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791, our absolute blood fucking enemies from Gaza. On Saturday, which included a ground assault and was it about one of them bottle rockets, or was it a real fucking rocket? What? Israel responded by cutting off power, fuel, and imports to Gaza. See, these motherfuckers are so, I've seen this in the reports. They decide how many goddamn calories a fucking goddamn Palestinian gets a day. They own them outright as fucking goyim. They treat them outright as fucking goyim. You ain't got nothing to fucking lose at a point when you have to fucking attack the fucking bitch over there that is protected by the fucking goddamn lapdogs here in fucking Washington, D.C., posing as a government when they're not. It's international corporate mafia, and these motherfuckers are the ones giving the goddamn orders, which has been under blockade since 2007 and launched major airstrikes on the besieged enclave. You think about that, a fucking bottle rocket against a fucking, one of those, I'm bringing a blog, against a fucking modern fucking high technology jet, those, whatever they are, 35s. Fighting in southern Israel was still ongoing on Sunday afternoon, and Israel continued to pound Gaza. Yeah, these people are fucking, they're not armed. I mean, hey, if you're going to send fucking arms over to the Middle East, how about each American decide where their fucking money's going to be spent and who gets the goddamn arms, huh? You can't go, Israel's our fucking friend. He's your fucking friend. You fucking kike loving. You're probably a fucking kike anyway. In my fucking government, you motherfucker. Not even my fucking government, in the fucking corporate mafia, in the goddamn aristocracy that is fucking running this fucking country in violation of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, that we, the people, are negligent of enforcing. These people are, a lot of people are going to fucking die right here, and it's going to be on us. The blood's going to be on our fucking hands, because we're going to provide the fucking goddamn weaponry. And if we have to, by God, we'll send people, and we'll send jets, and we'll send fucking boots on the ground. We'll do whatever it takes to annihilate the enemies of our masters, the motherfucking slimeball fucking Jews. And every fucking one of them's a fucking slimeball. Got it? As of early Monday morning in Israel, the death toll includes over 629 Israelis. I don't think that number has been inflated. And 420 Palestinians. You mean the Palestinians? Well, you know, in an up-and-up fight without the big dog, you know, the big fucking Rottweiler called the United States that fucking rolls over and shits at the demands of the fucking Netanyahu, the Arabs would beat the fuck out of the goddamn Jews. Jews aren't good fighters. They're not fucking badass motherfuckers. They just manipulate badass motherfuckers. Hey, you people that didn't sign up for the military, you won't have to be mercenaries to go over there and fucking kill the fucking Palestinians, extinct them from the fucking earth as a people on their own fucking land. Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad claimed that they had taken captives 130 people from Israel into Gaza, including some Israeli soldiers. They want Israel to release thousands of Palestinian prisoners in exchange for the Israelis. Fuck, they are getting ready to exterminate the fucking Palestinian people from this planet. They didn't start no fucking trouble with nobody. Just one day the fucking British government said, oh, well, your land here, just like they're doing here in my fucking country. They're saying this land that belongs to you people, well, we decide we give it to you. Wait a minute, son of a bitch. It don't belong to you to give away. It's our fucking land. I mean, I've seen goddamn footage from before the goddamn Palestine was fucking invaded by the fucking Israelis in the New World Order. I've seen it. It was like any other fucking, I mean, it would be a modern goddamn state at this point in the ball game if they would have been left alone. But they were murdered, their fucking homes taken from them, their children killed. They dropped goddamn phosphorus bombs on children. That's what these motherfucking kikes do. That's their balls. You ain't got no fucking balls, you motherfuckers. If you can't shoot somebody in the back, you won't shoot. I mean, even if they don't see you, you can't shoot somebody in the front, you ain't got it. And you're going to get your fucking comeuppance. You're going to get justice served up to you. You could wait and see. Hamas gunned down Israeli civilians in attacks. Oh, I love the way that, boy, really? Man, you know how many fucking, how much footage I've seen of fucking little kids blowing up, like the little kid with the faucet burning through his fucking legs, that you motherfuckers go, I mean, they shoot a bottle rocket over there that makes a 6x6 crack in the sidewalk, and you blow up a whole motherfucking block of fucking buildings with fucking innocent fucking people, and you are murdering, thieving, no good, low life motherfuckers that need to be exterminated from this fucking earth. And anybody that doesn't realize that by now is either a fool or a coward. Including at a music festival near Gaza, Israeli strikes on Gaza have also killed civilians, including dozens of women and children. Well, that's the ones they really want to fucking kill. They want to kill the women so they can't reproduce. They want to kill the children so they can't grow up and fucking avenge their fucking fathers. One man told AP that 19 members of his family were wiped out in one wiped out in a strike on his house. 19 fucking, just think your family, all fucking bloated. That's all right, man, it's for Israel. You know the fuckers that own the goddamn planet. We're just fucking here at their leave. No, we're not. We outnumber you motherfuckers. We're going to wipe you off the fucking face of this planet, misery makers. You have committed so many fucking crimes against humanity that they can't even be counted no more. So now you think you're going to fucking go ahead and just go just complete your genocide on the fucking Jews. You think? Time will catch up with your fucking asses, you motherfuckers. Nobody gets away with something forever. And you will fucking answer up for the crimes you have committed against the humanity of this fucking goddamn planet, you pricks. This is a safe house with children and women, he said. Well, it wasn't very goddamn safe, was it? Because Gaza is under a blockade, its residents have nowhere to flee, and a major Israeli ground assault on the enclave will incur massive civilian casualties. That's what they fucking want. They want you all dead, just like they want the American nationals dead. You have the fucking honest claim to the fucking land, not taking some fucking book on theology wrote in fucking 1,000 years ago or whatever, you know, and fucking, oh, this is what this means. It means it's ours. That's what it means. Fuck you. Shove your book up your fucking ass. The Palestinians had a civilization. They're a fucking people. They had every right to fucking live on their fucking land. And no fucking British cocksucker. It had to be Queen Elizabeth. Fuck you, bitch. You have no fucking... she tried to hand over our fucking... they're doing it, aren't they? Handing over our goddamn country to fucking foreigners, to foreign nationals. Aren't they doing it to us right now? Are we going to... We got fucking guns. We got goddamn hells. We got more fucking guns than we got people to shoot them. And we're fucking taking it. I bet the goddamn Israelis would like to have some of them guns. Like to have a gun to fight with to defend their lives. Even the little fucking kids are going to kill. You're going to go kill some more kids, you Israeli piece of shit? Over 2 million people live in Gaza, one of the most densely populated places on earth. That's a good way to up your numbers on your fucking jet. They're going to kill every fucking one of them. You watch. And everybody's going to cheer. Well, no. The people have figured it out, man. I've seen so many videos of people going, them fucking Jews and fucking Jews. Everybody's figuring out. I mean, you can't be a fucking cocksucker for that long and not... Somebody not fucking take notice. Hey, man, this just ain't quite right. Just like your Saudis into Syria, flying across international borders and bombing a fucking country, not calling it fucking war. You fucking son of a bitches. I mean, it's just like the international law, man. People finally figured out there ain't no law in America. No, there ain't. And there ain't no international fucking law either, is there? No. Because fucking if somebody is exempt from the law, like these pricks in this goddamn aristocracy in this country, the international corporate mafia, there is no law. There is just goddamn arbitrary dictatorship, isn't it? The U.S. is strongly behind Israel. Talk for your fucking self. I'm not. I want to see every one of them motherfuckers prosecuted for the crimes they have committed against humanity and what they have done to the Palestinian people. As it's preparing to invade Gaza, President Biden ain't no fucking president. He's a corporate monarch, and he's fucking illegitimate. He is a running violation of the supreme, superior, absolute law of the people of December 15, 1791, you motherfucker. Pig shit Biden told Netanyahu more military aid is on. It's on the way, buddy. I mean, what are they up against? 2 million people that are in a fenced-in fucking area? Isn't that kind of like shooting fish in a fucking barrel? Isn't it? You like killing kids, you motherfuckers? I've watched you motherfuckers shoot kids. Unarmed kids. You fucking cowards. And Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin announced the deployment of an aircraft carrier strike group. Bring a fucking strike. Think about that, people. Go look and see how big Gaza is in that little fucking place. Where they got 1 million or 2 million people packed into an open-air prison. Why don't you just go to a fucking prison where everybody's unarmed and just fucking shoot them down? That's what they want to fucking do. I fucking despise you motherfuckers. Never forget it, and I'll never stop saying it. You try and make it against the law for me to exercise my First Article right to call you out for the goddamn low-life motherfucking parasitic pricks you are and see if I fucking falter. See if I don't fucking call you even worse. an aircraft carrier strike group into the region for a bunch of fucked bottle rockets. They don't want, Hamas has probably been stopping them. I mean, the killing got so bad they had to fucking fight back, because we don't get to see this shit. We just hear the Israeli fucking goddamn propaganda in this, in the goddamn ministry of fucking lies in this country is owned by those kike motherfuckers. We know that. You think we believe any of this fucking shit? You murdering motherfuckers. Washington Post also reported that Israel has requested heightened cooperation with the U.S. on military intelligence sharing related to southern Lebanon. Oh, we're going for Lebanon. Here we go. Remember we talked, man, how many years ago did we say this? Lebanon and then Jordan.
And I bet that that aircraft carrier is scheduled for demolition. They want to get rid of it anyway.
Probably. Yeah, they may even blow it. Does Palestine have anything that could sink a fucking aircraft carrier? Iran does, and that's the big key. They want to hit fucking Lebanon, then they'll hit Jordan. Jordan thinks they're going to fuck their fucking,
Israel would do it. Israel would do it just like the damn USS Liberty.
You goddamn right. And then
it
Jordan,
ain't no problem. It's all the plan. I mean, it's probably because. All because of Japan sold off all their bonds, $1 trillion worth of bonds this weekend.
I bet there's money involved. I'll bet you that.
Yeah, it's a total distraction. It's all staged.
Yes, it is.
Of course, the people dying is not is real, but
they're real. They're fucking real. And it's going to be Jordan. It's what, like, Lebanon, Jordan, and then they'll go ahead and hit Iran. And I'll tell you what, Turkey, you better tighten your ass cheeks up, too, because they want the whole fucking Ottoman Empire and goddamn Ukraine. Then they'll have their fucking huge motherfucking goddamn powerful fucking nation with five motherfuckers running it and the rest of humanity slaves and going to these slime ball motherfuckers. You ain't getting it, son of a bitch, because you have to fucking pacify every fucking American national who will not be a fucking slave to a motherfucking kike fucking Jew. Early on Sunday, Israel struck Lebanon Now you're already bombing Syria. See, they're bombing Syria. Now they're going to go down and fucking kill the fucking Palestinians. And then, hey, let's go on into Lebanon. And then from Lebanon, we'll go into Jordan. And then we got to get ready because the goddamn Iranians, when the fucking Arab people see what the hell's going on, they've got to get ready. They have to fight. What would you fucking do when you see these motherfuckers coming at you? They're going to have to get ready to fucking fight. Then it'll be Jordan. Then it'll be, then Iran's going to have to step in because it's coming right for them. And, Iran, we told you Iran was going to fuck you, lying Jew prick motherfuckers. After Hezbollah launched rockets at Israel's military post. I want to know what those rockets look like. Show me one of them rockets. Was one of them little bottle rockets that make, knock a fucking few stones out of the fucking sidewalk while you're dropping goddamn daisy cutters in the middle of their fucking goddamn residential cities? Huh? In the dispute, Sheba Farms area signaling the possibility of a two-front war. Fuck war. Ain't even a goddamn war. It's beating up the little blind girl in the fucking corner, you fucking cowards. You ever gotten a real fucking war, you crawl in a fucking hole and bury yourself behind you. God, you make me sick. They do, people. They make me sick. I'm sorry. Okay, ground invasion. Okay. Well, here we are. U.S. Navy ships head to the Mediterranean to support Israel. Let's first look at fucking, they've been taking all of Palestine, but look at what a small area the fucking Gaza Strip is. And we're sending a strike group of fucking, because when you see it send naval ships with the aircraft carrier, how many ships actually escort, but there's a ton of fucking ships. This for this one, and these people don't even have a fucking goddamn navy. So what are you doing? If Iran gets them, that's what it really is. That's what you really are fucking going to do. We're getting ready to fucking invade the Ottoman Empire for fucking Netanyahu and his motherfucking goddamn Zionist, Jew, ass-sucking, parasitic motherfucking buddies. I mean, we got these people here. Go ahead.
Russia and Egypt and Turkey and and yep. China, they're all behind Palestine. You better leave them alone.
Well, I'm not quite so sure. I mean, I don't see fucking, I mean, if the Soviet or, well, Russia is for Palestine, how come they ain't got better goddamn weapons? I mean, they should do like they did in Syria and fucking go in there invited and fucking just blow the fuck out of them fucking Jews.
That's what I say, but yep. I mean, they got the same Jew owners that we got, so that's what we get.
Yep, I reckon so. But I mean, the U.S. Navy strike group going there for the Gaza Strip, you fucking. Maybe that is because maybe what if the fucking. Yeah, but still, goddamn it, you know, they're all fucking shit through the same fucking hole. The Israelis are communists. Goddamn fucking Russians are communists. They're not communists. They're all New World Order corporations. They keep talking about, you know, communism, fascism, what might have you.
There ain't no worse communist in this fucking country.
Hell no, they ain't.
Communism would be better than what we got.
Yeah, in its essence. You know, but, I mean, it always leads to the same fucking thing. What we need is our fucking Bill of Rights. We need the people's fucking law enforced by the people. Smash these motherfuckers. Smash the motherfuckers that have ruined our fucking country. Smash the fucking international bankers who think they're going to own the fucking people. Own every goddamn aspect of the fucking land and of the people. Smash, kill a banker. You want to do something fucking for your fucking people? You want to do something for the fucking world? You want to do something for the kids that are exploited, that are fucking pedophiled? Kill a fucking banker. Because at the end fucking game, that's who's fucking behind it. A goddamn low-life son of a bitch and Zionist fucking banker. And you don't forget that their fucking ground troops in this country are the Masonic fucking lodge. And that's who their fucking boots are on the ground. So when you go to fucking fight, you know who you're fucking fighting. There's been people that have claimed to be fucking goddamn patriots that have talked about fucking I mean, they're fascists. They want fascism because they've already piled up the fucking money from the misery. They want to fucking be able to control you. They want to be able to smash you. They want to be able to tell you off with his head. It's going to be off with your fucking head. This is by Sarah Hygen, the post-millennial. On Sunday, the U.S. military began moving naval vessel assets towards the eastern section of the Mediterranean Sea in a show of support for Israel, as well as support for the evacuation of the U.S. citizens if needed. Fuck you. It's like everybody's a U.S. citizen. I mean, you're a Jew. You carry a dual passport. And you're a U.S. citizen as far as running for our public offices, which no other fucking dual citizenship person can do. But, I mean, we got to get our Jews out of there. This is so fucking blatant. It fucking seems, I mean, it could be just to fucking, you know, piss people off, get you thinking about something else, because they're trying to slip a fucking election in here, in case you didn't know. And they're going to try and do it. Citizens, if needed, according to the MSNBC, U.S. military officials with knowledge of the situation said the move is not a signal that the U.S. is planning to get involved in the conflict. No, you'll send our fucking guy, like the Liberty. Fuck them. They can blow up our fucking guys, and anybody tries to say anything about it, you have them fucking arrested. If they fucking attacked our fucking people, they attacked one of our ships in international waters, and the goddamn, you came into the people who were fucking victimized, and you told them that if they spoke about it, you'd fucking put them in jail or kill them. You guys, does that tell you who's running this goddamn joint, people? But to show support and having the assets closer will make it easier to get the U.S. civilians out if the conflict. Don't throw the fucking U.S. They're all a bunch of fucking kikes, okay? They're over there fucking doing their fucking business in fucking Israel. I guarantee you there ain't no goddamn Irish fucking Americans over there. There just ain't. They're fucking Jews. Like the goddamn people coming in this country are fucking Mexicans. They're not fucking Mexican Americans. They're fucking Mexicans. They can't be Americans. They weren't born here. And I guarantee you none of these so-called civilians was fucking born here either. They may have been. They may be over there for business, you know. We got to do the business. Oi, 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 oi. civilians out if the conflict grows. Why would you expect it? What the fuck's to grow? You got the fucking Palestinians fenced in. All you got to do is just go in and fucking slaughter them. And that's what they aim to fucking do. I'd like to see the whole Arab fucking world, but they're too stupid. They think that they can make deals with these motherfucking maniacs like Jordan. You people, every one of them is the first fucking bullet that flies in the Gaza Strip. Every fucking Arab, it better fucking take and attack. You either attack, you either use it or lose it, because you think you're not next. They already hit Lebanon. What was the excuse for that, huh? Oh, Hezbollah. You see, it's Hezbollah and Iranian. There was Iranian backing them. We know it because the CIA told us, and we know how trustworthy the CIA is. We know the CIA is there to fucking protect the people of the United States of these Americas, all our liberties and freedoms, don't we? The officials noted that it would take several days to move all the assets to the region, but that they could begin the process immediately. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken told CNN on Sunday, President Biden's direction was to make sure that we're providing Israel everything it needs in this moment to deal with the attacks from Hamas. Think about, God, like I said, the little blind girl in the corner. You fucking punk bitch motherfuckers are going to end up fighting some real fucking people. And it's going to be funny. I mean, if you didn't have your fucking goddamn American Rottweiler lap the fucking dog, you'd already been wiped out. You wouldn't be in the fucking Middle East, you fucking commie pricks. Biden noted that there are reports that there were Americans killed and kidnapped in Hamas. Good. I hope your fucking long nose fucking got shot right off, you son of a bitches. Hamas, during the attack on Israel, which left 250 dead and over 1,000 wounded Saturday. We have reports that several Americans may be among the dead. Wait a minute, guys. I got to wipe this tear out of my fucking eye. Fuck you, treasonous son of a bitches. He told them.
I'm sure they were them Jew Americans that they call themselves. They're just Jews.
You goddamn right they are. It's not American Jew. It's Jewish American. That should be your first fucking clue. And they're not Jewish Americans. You're either an American or a fucking Jew. You can't be fucking both. It's called nationality, you stupid ass. Look it up on the goddamn, look it up in a fucking dictionary. See what it says.
It's like a sovereign citizen or a Judeo-Christian. They're opposite. Totally.
Yeah, it's an oxymoron. They think that, but most people are too fucking stupid to see it. But I tell you what, there are a lot of people that have seen what the Jews are and know what these fucking Jews are, and they're not going to be happy about this. But we'll see if they have any fucking cojones to do anything about it. We are very actively working to verify those reports. Similarly, we've seen reports about hostages, and there again, we have we're very actively trying to verify them and nail them down. With the nail? Fucking skunks, man. God damn, what a bunch of fucking pricks. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. And we appreciate your contributions. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:43 Pacific time. And of course, that was Ogdell. Give some. Actually, going out and give some. give some fucking, wait, get, you know, come and get some, fucking go give some. God damn, if you ain't got the fucking right to be, you should have been on the offense fucking 10, 20, 30, 40 fucking years ago. And I wouldn't be living in the hell I'm living in. Thank you very much. Always bothers me when I think about that. Well, let's see what else we got up here in the outrage. Oh, they're showing a picture of that fucking, the carrier going to, the Gaza fucking strip, for real. There's a video up here. It's worth watching. This is never was safe. It was effective in another way. And it shows this bitch, she's selling the new shot. And she's sitting there and she's got her little name tag on, man. She takes a shot and fucking starts to give her a little speech and boom, hits the ground. I like that one, kind of. Tell me again who the war criminals are. And it shows a picture of a, it's like a B-52. Where the U.S. has bombed since World War II, Korea and China, Guatemala, Indonesia, Cuba, Guatemala, Congo, Guatemala, Grenada, Lebanon, Libya, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Kuwait, Somalia, Bosnia, Sudan, Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, Somalia. And also most of these are still present. It tells the years they're presently bombing them. They're bombing Iraq right now, and they're bombing Somalia right now. And see what else were they presently bombing. I think that's about it. Well, don't worry. They'll be bombing Yemen. Here we are. Yemen's probably presently getting bombed. Yeah, this is the fucking goddamn fucking evil empire if everyone ever existed. French patriots replaced the EU rag with the French flag. The people have had enough of globalist tyranny. And it's a video, but man, they tear up the fucking EU flag and they put the fucking French flag back up. I mean, everybody's sick of this shit. They're going to keep fucking around. They're going to have a war. I mean, they use it to scare us a lot. They think that, well, don't scare me. I don't give a shit. But it's for the fear factor, you know, this third, oh, we're going to have a war. Oh, shit, we're going to have a war. But the people have just sort of said, well, fuck, we might as well and blow this whole motherfucker up if we can't live and be left alone by you kike Jew motherfuckers. Then we might as well blow the whole fucking joint up, huh? And you don't get it either. Go in your fucking underground facilities. We got nothing. We got enough to make fucking enough cement to fucking cement half this fucking planet. We'll fucking cement your ass in there, you son of a bitches. So get on it. Get to doing it. Quit running your fucking mouths. Just in, oil prices surged by over 4.5%, and like oil wasn't fucking high enough. Oh, ooh, there's that money thing you were talking about, Charlie. The more fucking goddamn reason to raise the fucking gas, they show that up here $7.35 for regular shit gas. And I mean, conflict in the Middle East has caused oil conflict. What conflict? What the fuck is there oil coming out of Palestine? Really? Oh, there's probably plenty coming out of fucking Jewland. But conflict in the what? What do they, somebody gets in a fist fight in the fucking Middle East and our oil, where it goes to the pump. Well, I get to pick your pocket today. There was a fist fight in the fucking, on the Gaza Strip. You fucking prick motherfuckers are going to give every bit of it back. We're going to leave you impoverished, the ones that we leave alive, and make you be fucking, you'll be fucking digging with your fucking hands. That'll be your fucking goddamn future. Breaking, Congress has been buying war stocks. No. Now, I won't believe this about my government. I mean, my corporation. I mean, my masters. I mean, no, you're not. You fucking scum. And it shows this breaking. Congress has been buying war stocks. Many bought defense company GD, General Dynamics. Numerous Republicans bought heavy into oil plus energy companies, which buys in Exxon, DVN, CVX. Democrats bought cybersecurity like FTNT. These companies lobby Congress heavily. Well, yeah, you know, you fucking go and you get buy up your fucking stocks going, hey, invade. They're bound to go up. Well, if you buy oil stocks and somebody had a fist fight at the Gaza Strip, well, we had a problem down at the you know, in the Middle East there, we're going to have to charge you $10 more a gallon at the pump. We don't want to. It's way past time to take these fucking banking motherfuckers out. And this is, it's a video, and it's worth watching. It's all wars are banker wars, and of course they are. Japan releases evidence that all COVID variants were engineered in bio labs. And they were, we know. We'll go ahead and look at it. The mainstream media, this is by Sean Adele Tabitababi. Is there any goddamn Americans in this fucking country anymore? The mainstream media has, the People's Voice, by the way, the mainstream media has recently ramped up reports that COVID cases are on the rise in the run-up to the 2024 election. There's a fucking surprise. Oh, our election's coming up? Oh, I know. Oh, God, I'm going to get sick. Mainstream journalists and health officials have been promoting the return of masks and vaccines to tackle the spread of new variants of EG 5.1 and BA I don't know what the hell that's supposed to mean. However, a recent Japanese study suggests that the plot to lock down the public again may be part of a sinister plan to take away more of our personal freedoms. No. Hell, we don't got no more to take, do we? New York reports the study found that all previous variants of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19 don't exist, so this SARS-CoV-2 can't exist either, can it? If it's what's causing something that ain't there. Because COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. Shove it up your ass, Goebbels. We're not actually occurring, but we're in fact made at in a laboratory. They're making this shit in laboratories and just turning it loose? Wow. Somebody discovered uranium. Presumably, the latest EG 5.1 and BAX.X variants were also engineered in a lab, according to the study. The study was led by renowned Japanese professor Asuki Tanaka and Takayuki. I love these Irish names. Miyazawa. Somebody just tuned in and go, that's Japanese. Some Japanese can't talk. Of Osaka Medical University and Keio University, Tanaka and Miyazawa wanted to trace the historical evolution of the Omicron variant SARS-CoV-2. To trace the variant's origins, they studied viral sequences found in the wild and deposited in public databases. In doing this, they found around 100 separate Omicron subvariants that could not conceivably have arisen through natural processes. You mean they're making this stuff in the labs on purpose and letting it loose on people? No. The existence of these variants seems to provide definitive proof of large-scale lab creation and release of COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist virus. And there is no COVID-19 virus because it doesn't fucking exist. I mean, this is just trying to work the scan. They're trying to get everybody up with COVID and say, wasn't that gone or never existed? Or when they found out that they couldn't even diagnose it because test they were using, the guy who did the test, who invented the fucking test, said it couldn't be used to fucking isolate a virus. Moreover, the variants appear to form comprehensive panels of mutations as typical of those used in reverse genetics experiments to systematically test the properties of different parts of viruses, subtracker PSMI wrote, whatever you fucking say, buddy. Professor Tanaka and Maya Zawawa, his new paper is called Unnaturalness in the Evolution Process of the SARS-CoV-2 Variants and the Possibility of Deliberate Natural Selection. Deliberate Natural Selection. Okay. In this study, we aim to clarify the evolutionary process leading to the formation of SARS-CoV-2, which can't exist because at least the COVID-19 that doesn't exist, Omicron variants focusing on Omicron variants with many amino acid mutations in the spike protein among SARS-CoV-2 isolates, Kanakaka and Maya Zawala explained in their paper. To determine the order in which the mutations leading to the formation of the SARS-CoV-2 Omicron variants was, we compared sequences of 129 Omicron BA.1 related isolates, 141 BA.11 related isolates, and 122 BA.2 related isolates, and tried to dissolve the evolutionary process of the SARS-CoV-2 Omicron variant, including the order of mutation leading to formation of the SARS-CoV-2 Omicron variants and the occurrence of homologous recombinations. Okay. As a result, we concluded that the information that the formations of a part of Omicron isolated BA.1, BA.1.1, and BA.2 were not the products of a genome evolution as is commonly observed in nature. These findings confirm that the variants could not have occurred naturally. Oh, man, no way. The analysis we have shown here is that the Omicron variants are formed by an entirely new mechanism that cannot be explained by previous biology, they assert. They're not going to say it happened in the lab. We just can't explain how this impossible thing happened. Maybe the fucking goddamn bats and the bears and the bees and the apples in the trees are creating these things on their own. Maybe they have their own labs. They continue by further explaining the findings in the genetic variation in the S protein in these variants. Most of the mutations were non-synonymous, the paper continues. There were no synonymous mutations in the alpha, beta, gamma, delta, or mu variants, but only one each in the lambda and Omicron variants. Among these variants, the Omicron variant B.1 lineage, which shows the greatest accumulation of mutations in the S protein, is primarily non-synonymous in the S protein and has only one synonymous mutation at C25,000, looks like, and a little U, whatever the hell that means. The synonymous-non-synonymous ratio is abnormal given how human coronavirus has mutated. Sneaking it in. It don't exist. It's the common cold. In this context, the synonymous normal refers to something that matters naturally. And synonymous mutation does so mostly in ways that don't change the nature of the original. Therefore, when you have a synonymous non-synonymous ratio that is abnormal as that of the COVID variants, COVID-19 doesn't exist, variants, that means they are not occurring naturally. Well, there's got to be a disclaimer in here. The fact that most of these mutations occurred without synonymous mutations suggests that one of these mutations arose as a result of a trial and error random mutation in nature, Tanaka and Maya Zawala explain. According to the professor's findings, COVID-19 doesn't exist, and all of its variants that don't exist came from a lab. Suppose the SARS-CoV-2 Omicron variant and its one amino acid version mutants were artificially and systematically generated, they further clarified. In that case, we should suspect that the other variants, alpha to beta, may also be artificially generated viruses. They continue by raising questions about who may have engineered the virus and why. Really? One idea, the hypothesis that these viruses were artificially generated, is more reasonable than proposing a novel mutation acquisition mechanism, the paper reads. However, is there any reason to artificially create these mutants, which are unlikely to have occurred naturally given the current SARS-CoV-2 epidemic? Is there any reason? Well, they've come on and said that they're killing off the population, they're depopulating, and they're doing it using these fucking biological kill agents. I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say that's it. The scientists draw a line at, listen, here we go. The scientists draw a line at making allegations about COVID pandemic being in
the Jews. The Jews have been doing that shit for thousands of years.
You're goddamn right they have, man. I mean, biological warfare is certainly nothing new. Look at the American Indians here. I mean, they talk about them bringing them blankets with fucking smallpox on them. But actually, before the whites came over here and really, or the Europeans came over here and started fucking invading the country under the guise of enterprise. I mean, they came here as endangered fucking workers for the goddamn corporations out of England and Scotland and Ireland. But before they ever came, they sent little fucking gifts over here, you know, a little box of probably about, oh, eight inches long, 3 inches wide, 3 inches deep, you know, fucking size thing. Had to be a little piece of silver in it, had a little piece of this, a little piece of that, and a little piece of fucking burlap, like a burlap, or like the blanket. See, what the hell is it? It's not burlap, it's I don't care. It doesn't matter. But that's what had the goddamn smallpox on it. And then all it takes was one of them touching it and kill the whole fucking tribe, man. Deadly fucking goddamn biological warfare. And I mean, these son of a bitches have never changed, and we've never fucking snuffed them out. We have to get rid of these motherfuckers. If you ever want to have peace on this goddamn earth or any kind of good feeling anymore, we have to fucking get rid of these motherfuckers. It's inimical to virus research to consider that artificially synthesized viruses were deliberately spread throughout the world. World, they note, no, they just wouldn't do that. They wouldn't send a fucking fucking little piece of a fucking goddamn, what's the goddamn word I'm looking for? That's what everybody wore to keep warm before they came up with fucking. Never mind. Anyway, little chunks of this fucking shit. They didn't send that. I mean, like I said, all over the world. Hell, in some of them places, they would take fucking bodies that had smallpox or else they had the plague, and they put them in catapults and catapult them over the castle fucking walls. Biological warfare is a part of fucking warfare, plain and simple, and it's being exercised on us on a grand fucking scale. Only it's sleazy the way they're, I mean, just sleazing in. And that's what made me feel so good when I seen in that video when that chick took that that shot, and then fucking she just, I'm feeling dizzy. I mean, boom. Go watch it. It's cool. Furthermore, we do not conclude that these viruses were artificially synthesized and distributed based on malicious intent. Well, your article ends there, motherfucker, because if you can't figure this out, you're a part of it. This is pure propaganda. Lay out the goddamn truth, just like with fucking Hillary Clinton, and then say no fucking prosecutor would prosecute her. Fuck you. You just laid out the case that this has to be biological warfare, didn't you? You think people are fucking stupid? You must. And fuck you, you goddamn japper. I hope they fucking kill every fucking one of you, too. Anyways, I've had enough of this sick shit for a day. I don't know about the rest of you guys. But we'll be back day after tomorrow, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. I'm not going to go on with the three-day thing for a whole lot longer. I've got quite a few things straightened around, and I'll come back on, and I guess I'm addicted to doing this stupid shit. Anyway, we'll be back day after tomorrow, and at 1 o'clock Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, don't take no little small pieces of, God damn it. I can't believe I can't think, that's not getting my mind. Anyway, don't take fucking no plug nickels from strangers. That's the word from the trenches. There you go.
give up.